It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Now I have to change my mood.
What?
Because we were coming at you.
Because now I'm pissed.
Uh-oh.
I know.
I had all that energy and excitement for tonight's happy hour. Now I'm pissed.
Now he's mad.
I'm really mad. So we had this message come in. The dude didn't write his name. He just put sock advocate
what?
On the message that came in. And it got us fired up here in the studio. It just says, hey, JKJ, I need your take on this. I think getting the whole I'm thinking about getting the whole family matching socks for Christmas. I think it is genius. It's a practical gift. They're comfy. They're universally loved, right? But my wife is saying it's a cheap cop-out and wants something more exciting for everybody. She even called my idea, quote, so stupid.
Oh.
Sounds like how my wife talks to me.
Yeah, right.
How rude.
Sounds familiar.
How mean. Dude says, am I the only one who sees socks as the ultimate gift? You guys got to help prove me. Use your words, Jer. You guys have to help me prove her wrong. There you go. Thanks. That's the sock advocate. He put a little PS at the end. She's vetoing matching socks for us, too.
Oh,
brutal.
Dang.
So anyway, we started talking about this off the air here in the studios, and I am on this guy's side. I think socks are the greatest gift that you can give somebody and the greatest gift you can receive.
Mm.
I'm a sock fan. I like my funny socks. I like my comfy socks. I like my thick wool socks. As a matter of fact, I have a bin underneath my bed. You open it up, it's full of packages of new socks.
Really?
Because if I'm out and about and I see like a pack that's on clearance or something that it look really nice, I'll just grab them and tuck them back and keep them under my
so
bed.
You're just hoarding socks over
there? I hoard
there?
Socks because there's nothing better than putting on a warm new sock during the winter season. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Truly the best.
And I understand why you like socks. Giving them as a gift, I think, is completely lazy. You put into it. Everybody wears
it's
socks.
Not.
It's like getting thought, somebody a dude. Candle. It is literally like a candle
no,
gift.
You're well, the so
thing,
full
no,
of it.
No. The thing about this is a lot of families do the matching PJs during Christmas.
Yeah.
I understand that. That's a whole get up though, okay?
Exactly.
If you go the route of matching socks, which is what sock advocate man wanted.
Yeah.
Dude, there's zero thought put into that.
Yeah.
That's
you guys
I found
are so
four
full
pairs
of it.
No, that's I found four pairs of gray socks at Walmart. Here we go, kids.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
During previous happy hours, listeners have brought me socks.
Okay.
They
that
brought
are
me
custom
socks too.
To
you know
our
what I
likes.
Did?
Oh, see that you're rude.
No, I love those socks.
You guys are so full of crap when it comes to the thought thing because the socks are so big right now with custom, funny, silly socks. There's stores dedicated to
that's
this.
That's big sock. We
yeah.
don't like that.
That is
to
big
know
sock.
The
we don't like
person,
that.
You've got to know the person, know their interests, and then you go hunt out the perfect sock. You know that John or whatever, your Uncle John, loves waffles. You can find a pair of waffle socks and give it to him for Christmas. He's going to be like, oh my God, waffles are my favorite food. Now I have socks to support that. The lady that brought him to the happy hour knew that I was a truck guy. She brought me truck socks. I love them.
Okay, but
how many times
again,
have you worn them?
How many times have you worn them?
They're great socks.
Ah, you've never worn them.
I don't care.
You just proved our point,
you know,
Joshua.
The problem is I'm over-socked.
You are over-socked.
Yeah, you might be.
And that's the thing.
But
is,
I still
like,
thought it was thoughtful.
When it comes to the
whatever.
Socks, I think you made a good point, though. You have to make sure that it's what the people want. I have a friend who, she almost broke up with her partner because she got socks for Christmas, and they got her a pair of Elton John socks, and she did not like Elton John. And she's like, what are these, like a re-gift thing? And I think socks can fall into that category. Like, they're just very lazy. They're not expensive. And at best...
You're crazy. Some of
best,
these socks are super
no,
expensive,
no, they're not.
Katie.
At best, we're talking stocking stuffer status.
No.
You can put
expensive
them in the stocking.
Socks.
No, you can put it in the stocking, but you can't gift it. Like,
you
expensive,
can!
Expensive
no.
socks is so dumb, man. That's like
$8.
That's
they're like luxury
exactly.
on your feet.
No, there are no expensive
dude,
socks.
There are.
Yeah.
You,
you
want to know a story?
You can get into like $40, $50 socks. You buy Nike socks, Josh? Nike socks with the swoosh?
No, those
they're
are
like $18.
They're $18. I have Nike
both
socks.
Of you. I hate both of you right
socks
now.
The listen, I have got my mom's socks. My mom is one of the hardest people to shop for. I bought her a cute little like group of socks that I thought she would love. You know how many times she's worn them since I got them for her? Zero times,
big
buddy.
Fat
zero.
Egg. Big fat egg.
It's the that's dumbest gift yeah, you can get somebody.
That's
it's not
problem.
A
that's
gift.
That's rude.
You shouldn't get a yeah. gift of something that somebody
even,
needs.
I'm
yeah.
Necessities so... are not gifts.
Thank you. Yeah, everybody needs socks.
Everybody needs socks.
It shouldn't be a gift.
Precisely. Just, yeah. Everybody needs socks.
That shouldn't be a
you
gift.
Guys
that
just
be a,
proved my argument.
The, it's like
that
getting
should be a Tuesday
underwear.
Thing.
I want to...
It is.
Socks
are underwear.
Down right now.
They go under the boots and the
exactly.
shoes. They are underwear.
Listen.
For
hold
your
on. Hold
what my
hold
grandma
on, hold
got
on,
me.
Hold on.
Gosh.
Whew.
Got us all fired up.
Fired up.
You guys should have heard it off the air because there was F bombs.
I know.
It was
a very
one.
Passionate
one.
Song.
If
discussion.
One
I'm going to. You guys?
Dude, it's a cop out gift,
not
man. I'm sorry.
It.
It's a cop out gift.
It's thoughtful because there are many unique socks out there and you can customize them to the person
they
that
are.
You're giving
if
them
I
to.
If I hand you this gift,
I, don't
it's,
wanna,
I
Josh,
stopped at Walmart
Josh?
10 minutes before
yeah.
the party.
I don't want to get into it with
I'm
you.
I'm about to go on date 3 with a guy. He should get me socks. Like, that's who should get
that's
me socks.
Fair.
And
which
that's
is
it.
Thoughtful. That's like.
But he doesn't know me. And that's why he should give me socks.
But he's caring for your fragile, delicate, beautiful feet.
Okay. He's got a foot fetish, too.
Full phone lines. Full phone lines on this. A lot of sock passion. Kim, pro sock, anti sock.
So I love you guys, but I'm going to have to go with Jeremy.
Oh,
yeah, girl.
Well, no, because I used to work at the airport, and I worked at a store that we sold socks and everything, and... It literally, we had like pilot socks, airplane socks.
Thank you.
All kinds of
so,
socks.
So, like, Kim, really quickly, you said airport, correct?
Uh-huh.
That's what someone forgot, that they're heading home for Thanksgiving or Christmas,
exactly.
and they go, oh, crap,
Kim.
I need to grab
exactly.
socks for my family.
Kim, he's got a point on that one. But you started things off by saying that you're on my side.
Oh.
So thank you, Kim.
Right. Thank you, Kim.
Thanks for taking the time. See you later.
Thanks, Kim.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
To you.
Becky.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. So are Katie and Josh wrong?
Yeah.
They are a great gift, right?
What?
And I feel like everybody has like a favorite pair of socks, right? Like you get excited when you see them in the drawer and they're clean and you're like, yes, those socks are clean, you know?
Yeah, the ones that are like bright and colorful or like you said, have like fun designs that were customized for you. I also love giving those really thick, fuzzy ones that you wear around the house to keep your feet warm.
Right.
Like
Katie?
In the winter.
Yeah,
Katie, you don't
I
like
get,
warm feet?
I get those for myself. Like, I don't expect
but imagine
people to
not
gift
having
them.
To get them for yourself.
Yeah, see, that's another great thing is when someone gets you socks, like, it is a necessity, but now I don't have to spend my own money on it.
Boom.
I can buy something else that I want, and they're just there already.
Solid
Jeremy's
point.
Just doing the mic drop.
Becky, you can call this show whenever you want, all right?
Woohoo!
Have a good holiday.
Thanks, Becky.
Thank you.
Bye.
Gosh, I feel like we are going to get told, Josh.
How do we pronounce this,
you,
Josh?
But...
Arno?
Arno.
Arno. Yep.
Hey, good morning.
Hi,
hey.
Arno.
How are your feet feeling today?
Oh, so good in these cozy socks.
Oh, yeah. Stop it.
What kind,
oh, my gosh.
What kind of socks do you have on today?
These ones I finally got back. I got them for Christmas 2 years ago. They have my dog on them, and I finally got them back because my kids steal them all the time. Because
they love the socks so much.
They love them. In fact, I'm going to go out and find some really cool socks to gift on top of the socks I already gave him for Christmas this year.
Oh, socks on top of socks?
Double socks.
We made Arno angry. He's getting double socks.
What did
Fired
we do?
Up.
Fired up.
He's pissed, too. He's pissed off. Arno, one of the best gifts I ever received was when, from my buddy Matt, who gave me socks with my face all over them.
Oh, no.
He, like, chopped a picture out of Facebook and put my face all over the socks. It was so dang funny. Arno?
It's a gift of thought and love.
You preach it,
okay.
my friend. You preach
Man,
it.
Man, I'm going to learn today.
Cheers. Merry Christmas.
Merry
Thanks,
Christmas,
Arno.
Brother. Bye.
Gosh, I do not like being wrong.
This.
And everybody, I'm looking at the text line right now, and I don't see one person who doesn't
We
like
can do
socks.
This all day.
I know.
I will blow out the trending report. I will do this until 10 o'clock
You're making
today.
Him right. Do you know what you're doing?
Hi, Meredith.
Hi.
Hey, so what are your thoughts on socks?
Oh, I'm definitely pro socks,
Yay.
Jeremy.
Yes.
Jeez.
Yes,
I feel,
girl.
I don't have a good feeling
Nothing's
about this
better
anymore.
Than putting on a nice new pair of socks. Some of them have compression around the arch.
Oh,
They're
yes.
The compression
the
socks. Compression
the compression socks.
We're gifting compression socks, Meredith. I've been doing this all wrong. Oh, my gosh.
No, there's athletic socks that are even have compression around the arch.
Oh.
A little extra support.
I don't know if you're really selling this for us,
I know,
Meredith.
I
but.
extra support. Everybody loves extra support.
Great arch support.
But still,
great
I mean,
arch support.
Now,
I love the way they hug my calves.
She's bringing up the practicality of socks now, too.
A nice merino wool pair of socks. Keep your feet warm.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm, yeah. You're turning me on right now. Meredith, I appreciate you. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
Thanks for your sock talk.
I mean, we can just... I'm just going to keep going.
Josh, I don't think one person's on our side.
It's because you guys are dumb.
What?
No.
You guys are dumb.
Dumb.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Hi. Pro sock, anti sock.
Totally pro sock. Pro sock.
Thank you. We could totally... We could totally date.
Right? Me and my girlfriends, every year we throw an annual Christmas sock party and get together. We all get different socks, put them in a pile. And we all just choose socks out of the pile, and there's little goodies in the socks, nail polish, you know.
You are accessorizing the socks because socks alone are not good enough.
It is such a fun party. We love it. We do it every year.
You know who I would never want you to invite to your party?
Josh.
And Katie. And Katie.
Nicole, I am a blast at parties, I will say.
We would totally flip them.
Oh,
yeah.
Such a good time.
Don't invite them.
Crystal says socks are a lame gift. Oh, my gosh. Finally, one text coming in on the text line.
Nicole, thank you for your comments.
Love you guys.
I love you.
Thank you. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank
you. Too, Nicole. Yeah, we felt the love there, Nicole. I'm not inviting to the parties.
Can't come to your sock party.
Because you guys would ruin it with your negative, horrible, crappy attitude.
No. No.
Renee.
Hi.
Hey,
Renee.
Renee.
What kind of socks
please
do you have on?
Please be anti-socks.
Hold on. What kind of socks do you have on this morning?
I have snowman on the beach socks.
Oh, those are fun.
Because I am pro sock. I love socks.
Beach, please.
What's going
on
with you guys today?
I know. Like, cannot catch a break here.
Like, how cute. A snowman on the beach. Yes. He wouldn't last, but that's so cute.
Were those a gift or did you buy them for yourself?
Who cares?
I bought these for myself. But last year, my sister-in-law, she gifted me socks for Christmas, and they're the best socks ever.
Probably one of the best gifts of your life.
Like Harry Potter. Best gift ever.
Let me ask you this really quick, Renee. Have you ever, in your entire life, put on your Christmas list, I need a pair of socks?
Yes.
Oh. Well, she proved you wrong, Josh.
That's a lame Christmas gift. That's a lame Christmas list.
Don't ask questions you don't know the answers to.
Renee, you know what I'm thinking is I just spent way too much money on people this year. I could have just bought everybody socks everyone would be fine.
Hey,
socks are expensive. That's what I'm learning.
I need to read Sophia's right now.
Target has them for a dollar.
Yes,
for a dollar, though, but that's because you forgot the other Christmas gifts.
But the great part about that, you guys, is if you only have $10 to spend, you can open up a box with 10 pairs of socks in it then. It makes it look like more of a gift for just $10.
That's
you get
fantastic.
10 pairs.
Man.
Renee, have a great weekend. Thanks for your call.
Thank you. You too.
I got to read Sophia really quickly. She said, socks are the absolute worst Christmas gift. I don't know what these people are talking about. Thank you, Sophia.
Yes. And again,
should have called in.
Yeah.
Listen, I'll be honest with you guys. Josh just made up that text message.
Oh my gosh.
Hey,
no,
Caitlin.
It didn't.
Hey, Caitlin.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Caitlin.
Hi.
What kind of socks do you have on today?
I have pink ankle socks just because I had to go to the door this morning.
Those are actually the same socks that Josh has on today.
Yes,
pink
we're matching.
You know what? That's a great choice. We're making a statement this morning.
So are you pro sock as a gift?
Oh, my gosh. I'm pro sock all the way. My husband is so hard to shop for. His hobbies are insanely expensive. And I'm going to get him super cute socks here that have personalized things from our kids on, and they're going to be freaking adorable.
They are going to be freaking adorable.
That's cute. I like that
I do like Caitlin, that
Caitlin, tell you, I really appreciate your call. Your phone is cutting out so bad, but have a good weekend.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Caitlin.
All right, we got to do one more. We got to do traffic. Unless you guys want to just do more of these until like 10 o'clock.
No.
Proving Jeremy right. Can we stop this, please?
Like, I have no problem because I was so mad off the air. Tyrone.
He really was, though. Tyrone, what's up?
Hello. Hi.
There you are. Pro sock, anti sock.
So, I'm pro sock because, you know, I met Josh in the reading thing last weekend, and we talked about shoes. I have 200 pairs of Jordans. I'm not wearing Hanes socks with good shoes.
Solid.
And I agree with you, Tyrone.
It's like buying an $8 t-shirt for a suit.
Look, I agree with you. I agree.
That's it. Nope. Don't
show me right now. No,
that's
I agree,
it.
But I'm not asking for a gift.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, if Tyrone showed up to your event that you were at last week with some nice socks for your shoe collection, you'd be like, dude, what a very thoughtful, great gift.
Yes, I wouldn't ask
I'd also
for
be
it,
buying
though.
Like $80 socks, though. They'd be like the Stride Line compression, nice, cotton.
Okay.
Tyrone, why didn't you do this for me, man? What the heck?
Because I didn't know how elite your shoe game was.
Yeah. Hey, man, top tier, baby, top tier.
You don't want crappy socks and those nice shoes.
No, you don't. He's got a point. He's got a very good point there.
Come see us tonight at our happy hour. I want to meet you.
I'm hoping to, because we have a Santa thing going on at Sterling Ranch, so hopefully we'll be over there.
Yeah, you're not far at all then. Yeah,
come on
see
over.
Us.
Oh, no.
Bring us socks.
So hopefully we'll see you guys.
All right, brother. Have a good weekend.
Thanks,
good
Tyrone.
Tyrone,
bye.
Thanks, man.
Bye. Oh, my gosh.
We just got destroyed.
Yes. We have a few.
Look
Jay
at the text
says
line.
Socks are
oh,
a terrible
don't even,
gift.
We're done. We're done, Katie. You don't
socks
even,
are a cop
we're
out.
Done. We're done. We're done. We're done. Time for traffic.
Dang it.
We got destroyed.
We were so done. But I will say,
I really wanted to win.
The phone lines are still ringing. I can't even keep up
we
with
can't
all
reply
I know,
to
there's
these.
So that many texts.
This is a hot button topic.
You guys, just know that we see you. We see your texts coming in. I don't know if we're going to be able to reply to all of
we're
you.
We're going to reply to every single one of them.
Jeremy, they're
you.
All
Hold
your
up.
People. You got to go reply I to every single
one. I want both of
one.
You to reply and say how thoughtful it is that they replied to us and
we'll
how
we'll tag team it.
We got this. We got this. We love
and
you.
Tell them how much you love me.
We love you even if you think socks are a good gift.
Yeah.
I'm getting you socks this year and seeing how you
exactly. How you know what,
you
Jeremy?
Whoops. Time. Oh, guys, Mike's got shut off. Time for traffic.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.